Good morning, I'm Mike Perkins. Stoke City have equalled their record Premier League points total after beating 6th place Tottenham Hotspur 3-0. The goals came from Charlie Adams, Stephen Nzonzi and Mam Diouf. Stoke boss Mark Hughes says he's delighted his team have reached the 50 points mark with two games to spare and thought they were better than Spurs yesterday, long before their opponents had a player sent off.
Very pleased with what we produced though from start to finish. We set the tone for the game, the intensity in our play was good. In the end, 11-11, I thought we were by far the better team.
Four of the Premier League's bottom seven also picked up points yesterday, meaning Burnley will be relegated, despite beating fellow strugglers Hull by 1-0. Sunderland won away for the first time this year, 2-0 at Everton, while Leicester beat Southampton by the same scoreline. Aston Villa also had a 1-0 victory over West Ham, and Newcastle drew 1-1 with West Bromwich Albion. Those results mean QPR must beat Manchester City today to avoid being relegated with Burnley. Former England cricket captain Alex Stewart says the English cricket board should hang their heads in shame over the way the sacking of head coach Peter Moores was dealt with. News of the dismissal leaked on Friday during England's one-day international with Ireland, which was abandoned because of rain. Stewart also says he does support Andrew Strauss taking on the newly created role of National Director of Cricket.
It's easy to criticise Andrew Strauss, and he's only just retired, but why be negative? You know, Andrew Strauss is his own man. He's captain the country. When you're captain, you make bold decisions, you make brave decisions, you make decisions that you believe in. So I don't take it that Andrew Strauss is a yes man or he's too close to that dressing room. If he has to be cutthroat, then he will be. And as captain, you have to do that, and he's proven that, and proven that with success.
Andy Murray is aiming to beat Rafael Nadal on clay for the first time in the final of the Madrid Masters tennis. The British number one beat Kei Nishikori in the semi-final. And Lewis Hamilton won't start a Formula One Grand Prix in pole position for the first time this year. Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg qualified faster than him for today's race in Spain.